So saying, under her feet she bound her beautiful sandals, immortal, made of gold, which carry her over the flood and over the boundless land swift as a breath of wind. She took her ponderous spear, tipped it with sharp bronze, thick, long, and strong, with which she vanquishes the ranks of men, of heroes even, when this daughter of a mighty sire is roused against them. Then she went dashing down the ridges of Olympus, and in the land of Ithaca stood at Odysseus' gate, on the threshold of his court. Holding in hand his brazen spear, she seemed the stranger Mentes, a Taphian leader. Here then she found the haughty suitors. They were amusing themselves with games of draughts before the palace door, seated on hides of oxen which they themselves had slain. Nearby were pages and busy squires, some mixing wine and water in the bowls, others with porous sponges washing and laying tables, while others still carved them abundant meat. By far the first to see Athena was princely Telemachus, for he was sitting with the suitors, sad at heart, picturing in mind his noble father, how he might come from somewhere, make a scattering of the suitors, take to himself his honors, and be master of his own. Thus thinking, while he sat among the suitors, Athena met his eye. Straight to the door he went, at heart disturbed to have a stranger stand so long before his gate. So drawing near, and grasping her right hand, he took her brazen spear, and speaking in winged words, he said, "Hail, stranger! Here with us you shall be welcome, and by, when you have tasted food, you shall make known your needs." Saying this, he led the way, and Pallas Athena followed. When they were come within the lofty hall, he carried the spear to a tall pillar and set it in a well-worn rack, where also stood many a spear of hardy Odysseus. Athena herself he led to a chair and seated, spreading a linen cloth below. Good was the chair, and richly wrought. Upon its lower part there was a rest for feet. Beside it, for himself, he set a sumptuous seat apart from all the suitors, for fear the stranger, meeting rude men and worried by their din, might lose his taste for food. And then that he might ask him, too, about his absent father. Now water for the hands a servant brought in a beautiful pitcher made of gold, and poured it out over a silver basin for their washing, and spread a polished table by their side. And the grave housekeeper brought bread and placed before them, setting out food of many a kind, freely giving of her store. The carver, too, took platters of meat and placed before them, meat of all kinds, and set their golden goblets ready, while a page, pouring wine, passed to and fro between them.